From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, and today I'm talking with Sharon Samuels Reed, founder and director of the Heritage Ensemble. We're talking about Juneteenth, an American celebration, and this concert will take place at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College at 7:30 p.m. on June 18th. Sharon, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
I'm so excited to have you on the show and to talk about the Heritage Ensemble. As most choirs did, you had to take a bit of a hiatus during the pandemic, but you're back. Tell us about this performance.
Yeah. Well, while we were on hiatus, we still produced every concert that we always do. I was fortunate enough for Dr. Cooper down at Western Illinois University and his wife Gail, who is our accompanist, produced digitally or virtually all of the concerts that we would normally do, and they were beautiful concerts. The music that the Heritage Ensemble does never grows old. It is still so relevant, though the spirituals were conceived, you know, out of the belly of the antebellum slave. That music still speaks to where we are right now. And you remember in 20, we went on hiatus with the rest of the country in March. But for the June 19th concert, we produced a concert. And at that time, there was a struggle, the George Floyd murder, or whatever term people use with it. My daughter is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she, as a photographic journalist, was chronicling that very thing. And so we honored the people who were protesting and the front line workers with beautiful photographs with each of the songs we did.
You've had a very productive time.
Yes,
over the last couple of years.
Very, very. We did the fundraiser. We did all of it. I mean, we had to recreate and reimagine how we would give our music to the people, because the music that we do is for the people and to heal and to inspire. And we could not let that go. We've just been reimagining everything that we've done to make it fit today's environment.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners, and today I'm talking with Sharon Samuels Reed, director and founder of the Heritage Ensemble. Their annual concert, Juneteenth, an American celebration, happens June 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College. You use that word reimagining. The Juneteenth celebration is an annual concert. How do you reimagine it each year, and specifically this year?
We've been organized since 1999, and we still have not touched the number of spirituals that are out there. There is no end to this music. So we find different arrangements, many times of the same song, and find different ways to do it. So I don't reimagine Juneteenth as much as I reimagine the presentation, because Juneteenth is what it is, and there's no fun way to talk about that, but finding music that is relevant to us in today's environment, that's what's been a challenge. But that was also an education for me. And so we really try to live the life of what the spiritual is all about, making a way out of no way. The Heritage Ensemble probably will never be able to do a concert just for the sake of doing a concert. It's always an experience in edutainment where we educate ourselves first and then share that in an entertaining format, which is a concert or a celebration.
Sharon, before we go today, tell me a little bit more about Glenn Edward Burleigh.
Glenn Burleigh is a gentleman whose music we fell in love with years ago. He was a minister, a classically trained musician who wanted his music to be accessible to his own people. So his works have come out of, you know, his knowledge of music and then juxtaposing or infusing that classical music with gospel, with spirituals, with blues, with jazz. And all of that is a part of the Alpha Mass that we're performing. One of the most challenging things for the Heritage Ensemble is finding the works of the African-American composers that are easily accessible. So the works that we do and the music that we do here in Peoria is a music that otherwise might not be heard. And musicians enjoy performing those with us because they don't get calls to do that kind of music. Over the years, we have learned that the Heritage Ensemble is the only type ensemble, the only one of that type in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, people do, we have some fabulous gospel choirs, but we don't have choirs who specialize in the Negro spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I think we specialize in the Negro spiritual because as an educator, that's my way of teaching America's real history.
That was Sharon Samuels Reed, founder and director of the Heritage Ensemble, talking about Juneteenth, an American celebration. The concert will take place at 7:30 p.m. on June 18th at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College. Sharon, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure seeing you.
And in the studio next week, Nikki Romaine will be joining me to talk about the theatrical production Smart People. The play is being produced by Art Inc., with performances happening June 24th through the 26th. I'm looking forward to the conversation, and of course, I hope you will join me right here on WCBU and WCBU.org. And while you're out and about this weekend, here are just a few of art's happenings you won't want to miss. Once Upon a Mattress continues its run at Cornstalk Theater's Big Tent in Upper Bradley Park, with performances at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, Wheels O' Time Museum will have live blacksmithing demonstrations happening in their farm building from noon to 4 p.m. And Saturday at 10:30 a.m., docent-led tours of the Sculpture Walk Peoria will leave from the Peoria Art Guild. For more information on these and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Jody Holtz. If you missed a part of the conversation, you can catch the full interview at WCBU.org or subscribe to our podcast. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.
Support for arts and culture programming on WCBU comes from PNC Financial Services, committed to supporting an all-inclusive culture and to doing right by the community they serve.